Andy 7.1, the FM Dog Station. Conway and Stickler. Wait, I gotta find it. There's a lot of crap in here. I have everything. And this is before booze.
I can't stand it. Oh God! Oh God! I'm sorry, listener. Sorry.
This
I am
is,
really sorry.
Unbelievable.
I lost it totally. It just occurred to both of us that our lives are absolutely can be condensed and boiled down to Tim's crappy Trader Joe's carry-all bag.
I have the little piece that fits in so I can wear my headphones has come off. And now I'm looking through my bag, and it is. It's a
you're listening
bag.
To Conway and Stickler, 97.1, the FM talk station.
I can't find it.
Oh, my God, I haven't laughed like that in a minute. I can't remember the last time.
You know, if I can't find it, just tell me what the callers are saying.
That snake bite called reality that just came up and bit me in the jugular.
Yeah,
and
that's
I thought
it
was funny.
Well, we were downstairs earlier. Joe Lindley's buzzing around again. Evidently, he's so proud of his reviews in the Orange County Register that he is buzzing around today. Joe Lindley of the Regular Guys, the writer for the Regular Guys, is downstairs. And he says, hey, Tim, I'm out of here, but let me give you my phone number. And I said, I will write it on a piece of paper. And then he goes into my bag and pulls out a piece of paper. And I go, dude, what's going on? What are you doing? He says, well, I'm taking a piece of paper out of the trash. I said, that's not trash. That's my bag. It's my bag of stuff. He goes, oh, it looks like trash. I go, yeah, I know. You know what? I hear that all the time. Stickler takes shots on his clothing. I take shots on my bag. This is it, though. It's my Trader's Joe's bag. It's a paper bag. The handles are good for about another hour, and then those are going to snap. So,
but it's, Tim, when you go filching around in it, looking for something, and I do use the term filching, you do it gingerly because it's like you respect the bag. You're treating it like it's some 3,000-year-old Egyptian sarcophagi that you're delicate. I'm foraging around in the bottom. I've got to find the earphone jack. Oh, my God.
Well, that's my life. It's all in a brown bag right now. And I'm glad that... Actually, it is pretty entertaining. But that is my life. You know, I'm selling my car. I got a little apartment. Hopefully, I can stay in for the next... out Monday.
I know.
Monday's me last day. I gotta get the hell out. I gotta put all my stuff in more brown bags and get the hell out.
There's nothing funny about it, but I don't know. Maybe I'm laughing.
I have no control over my life. I tried to condense it down to nothing, and I still have no control over it.
Well, you've done very well at streamlining it.
Yeah.
Speaking now, I think that, you know how you sometimes overshoot and exit on the freeway?
Right.
I think that's what happened. I think you overshot the very last streamlining exit, and now we're headed into chaos.
I get in trouble. This might be a Johnny talk. 33 years, and this is what I put together. My dad, Tim Conway, is on the line. Dad, you there?
Yeah.
Hey.
You're not thinking of coming home, are you? This thing doesn't work out. I turned the room over. We're,
you rented that out already?
And, I'm doing a little sewing in there now, so we can't really, you know. I mean, if you're looking to come back, you know.
Yeah, and it might not be for, you know, more than a week or so.
Yeah,
I'm sure
I
can get.
So. No?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. No, it's all clean in there and everything, you know?
Yeah, no, I think I can't blame you.
Yeah.
No, I'm 33. There's no reason
to. You know, you still owe me $5,000 for that pen you were going to make that clicks off miles as you drag it across the map. You remember?
Yeah. I'm trying to pay you back on that, too.
Never got a dime out of that.
Do you need to see it this weekend?
Huh?
You need
I
to have it
find
this...
it, you know?
Yeah.
We're down the track, you know, so I'm kind of losing, and I could use it.
How's the new Dorf on baseball, Dorf on the Diamond?
Very well. Doing very well. Yeah. You don't have that signed contract that I gave you, do you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Yeah, no. So there's nothing...
That kind of a promise? Kind of an offhand promise I made then, I guess.
Yeah, because I actually played the Peanut Man.
Yeah, right.
In Dorf on baseball, and I thought maybe there could be some bucks thrown my way.
Not that I can see so far, yeah.
There are a lot of valuable documents, guys, in that little bag
in
State Line, Nevada.
Yeah. You know what I might do is take my chance on my car and buzz out there this weekend, look around State Line.
Yeah. Well, I know how you guys helped me out when I was getting the divorce, you know, when I was living in my car, and I had the, you know, I used to have to learn the script by the headlights, so I couldn't, that's how I became a very quick study, because the battery
would
go down.
I felt bad about that, but, you know.
Yeah, sure. You guys would lock the door and wouldn't let me back in. I remember that, you know.
Well, I did feel bad about that for a while. But, you know, there's enough years past that maybe that's
really.
look the other way days.
No. The old memory's still here.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm going to get this together.
Okay.
I thank you for your offer of support.
Yeah, I wish you a lot of luck. Right on time. Who are you sharing an IQ with now? Who pays cash? You know, Charlene sent down to Mexico one time to bring a maid up and send $400 cash.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. How'd that work?
$100 bill stapled to a postcard. Yeah, what are the chances of ever seeing that lady?
Oh, man. I don't know. All right, well, I'm going to get it together. I'll make you proud of me one day.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay, yeah.
But you know what? You know, it's amazing that I'm not the biggest screw-up in the family.
No.
Even
no,
after this old ball's up.
Oh, this is light work.
Yeah, there's some other kids that could that need more attention.
Yeah, I got to get back to the ATM window.
All right. Now, are you in town? Are you in San Diego?
No, I'm going back down to San Diego for the Team Penning thing on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There, you know, I have to, huh?
Team Penning. Now, what is that exactly?
They got 30 cows, and they mark them off, and the jockeys run around and try to put them into a pen. It's hysterical because, first of all, jockeys can't count. And they can only turn left. You know, that's what they do on track. They go on. Eddie Delahousie, make two left-hand turns and then stop. That's what he does. Left one, left two, and then he stops.
It's not a difficult job, is it?
Not when you consider it, a minute and a half and turn left twice.
I mean, it's a very low-level job for having an ambulance for
you.
You
only have to turn once, so that's great. You know, it's kind of an easy day. Yeah, but it's down there at the equestrian thing. And
now, what time is this Tuesday?
Tuesday night, I have no idea. Probably about 6, I would imagine.
All right, so we're going to be on the air. 6:30. We won't be able to come down.
Yeah, $5. You should come on down. Yeah.
Well, I would. I don't know if I'll
wear up. Well, you can't afford it now because you don't have a place to live.
I don't know where I'll be living.
Oh, incidentally, if you come down, don't count on staying with us.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I'll find somewhere down there.
You can drive back. It's over at about 10.
Well, Lafitte, you know, or Chris, you know, he has a couple of kids. Maybe, you know, one of them's up here for the weekend. I got to stay with him.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right. I appreciate the support.
Yeah, say hello to Doug.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for calling.
So long.
All right. See you, Dan.
Bye, Tim.
That is terrific. Thank you. Always there to support me.
Absolutely.
Very, very supportive guy. All right, I need some help. If you're a lawyer, I need some GD help here. I don't know what to do. If I can't find those receipts, I'm in trouble.
Was there anything else in that bag, like the only surviving copy of the Magna Carta? Any other, valuable documents?
I don't think so. I think I had my AAA card, I believe, is in there.
No, that's...
So it's going to be tough to drive the Mazda 86 ashtray all the way to Vegas without the AAA, too. I don't know. Maybe this is the weekend it all implodes on me. Mary Jo in West Hills. Help. Help.
Timmy.
Yeah. It sounds like my mom.
Listen, let me get this straight. You paid cash to a stranger that you didn't know. You keep all your valuables in a bag that you sometimes carry with you and sometimes leave places.
Right.
Doug,
It doesn't sound good.
No. I'm enjoying Mary Jo's drop dead spin on it. I mean, it's that's pretty much what it is.
By the way, Mary Jo, since you have there's no way you can see what's going on in this booth.
Yes.
Doug Steckler brought me a brand new Trader Joe's carry bag today, and so I've transferred all my stuff from the old Trader Joe's bag to the new Trader Joe's bag. And the old Trader Joe's bag is sitting in here. And Doug Steckler, that is now a trash bag.
It is.
Yes, so now you can use that for trash.
Doug, if you were a real friend, you'd give him a key to a safe deposit box somewhere.
Yeah. No, that would be the sensible thing to do.
Tim, I know you don't want to hear this, because I know you're anti-marriage, but this is the basic reason you need a wife.
Oh, no.
I mean, you're 33 years old. God bless you. You are every mother's nightmare.
Oh, absolutely. I'm every wife's nightmare. Everyone's nightmare. I'm every apartment manager's nightmare.
I listen to you.
And you know what? Let me tell you something. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mary Jo.
Okay.
But there are about 600 units in the place I live.
Uh-huh.
The manager said to me this morning, she said, Tim, and she takes off her glasses and she said, we have no other problems with any of the other tenants.
Really?
Yes. 559 people have all put it together.
Yeah.
Tip of the cap to the one on the near the top floor.
Have a little sign that says sucker across the top of your head, do you?
Yeah, I don't know what I get.
I mean, I love you to death. I listen to you guys every day, and I want to say to you, come on over and stay with me. I feel I have this mother thing. I just want you to come over and stay with me. But I already have an 18-year-old that's driving me nuts with his money situation.
Is it a guy or a girl?
A guy.
Screw it.
And I've said to him, the same thing. Like, he's mad at me because now I've decided to take over his money. He says I'm taking away his independence. I said, oh, child, you don't know how much
Mary Jo?
I want you to be independent.
I'd love to sit around and talk about your son's life, but I got, I'm under pressure here to get mine together before Monday.
If you need a lawyer, I know too damn many of them, you're in big trouble.
Okay.
Big trouble.
All right, Mary Jo, thanks for the support.
Love you anyway.
Thank you.
Baby.
Take care.
Bye, Mary Jo.
Support Conway Friday.
Yeah.
First Dad and then Mary Jo. Jennifer in Woodland Hills, you're on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Good. I'm sitting in traffic trying to figure out a solution for you, Tim, and I really can't come up with one. Mary Jo pretty much took the words right out of my mouth, but I wanted to ask you one more question. August 1st, you said that you got the first notice, and you've now realize that Monday you're going to be evicted. What have you done between August 1st and now to try to resolve this problem?
Well, I was at Hollywood Park trying to resolve it there, and I came very close to resolving it last time I was at Hollywood Park.
Well, winning more money to pay the actual rent, is that what you're talking about? That's not going to solve the problem.
Hey, you connected the dots. Hey, Jennifer, when I got the notice on August 1st, I called the landlord, and one of the assistants there said, yeah, she can confirm that I indeed did pay the rent 6 months in advance, and now her story has changed.
Okay, and this landlord that you paid the money to, where is he? I know he's fired, but where is he? Where did he go, another job?
I don't know. He's just gone.
Okay, and we can't find him.
No, I'll probably be living with him soon. Jennifer, thanks for calling. I got to get legal advice,
okay.
though.
Thanks,
I
Jen.
I love to sit there and yenta with all the women calling up with their similar problems, but I need some help.
No, the women are calling up and basically pointing the finger and saying, you've been a bad boy.
Yeah. Well, let's get a guy in the line because that's what I need. I need a guy to help me. Paul in Los Feliz, you're on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Hello.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Tim, Doug, guys, great show.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
Tim, let me just get a few facts, Richard.
Are you a lawyer?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I've done this kind of work before. Actually, I'm usually kicking people out.
Okay. So you're piling on here?
I'm trying to see what it looks like from the other side of the fence.
All right.
But anyway, okay, so you got a 3-day notice on August the 1st?
Right.
Okay.
No, I got a notice to pay on August the 1st, and then a 3-day notice last night when I got home. That jewel was waiting for me on the pasted to the door. And then the a-hole that lives across from me, this morning I ran into him, and he chuckles and says, hey, it looks like they're kicking you out.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, they can't kick you out without filing what's called an unlawful detainer lawsuit against you.
Right.
What happens is that they have to file that 3-day notice with you in order to start it going.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not looking to get into procedures on evicting me. I'm looking to solve the problem.
Well, you know, actually,
I'm not looking to skirt the system to try to hang.
To answer your question, Timmy, it's actually up to the landlord to prove at time of trial that you didn't pay the 6 months.
Right? Now we're talking about time of trial again with Paul. I mean, Tim is not looking for an adventure in litigation, Paul. He wants this to stop now.
Well, don't know what to tell you then, Timmy. Then get the bags packed because either that or you just take the system head on.
Well, here's my solution. Saturday morning, I wake up tomorrow, probably, I don't know, around 10:30, 11, sleep in. Buzz over to Trader Joe's, get a Shiat load of bags. pack up Saturday, Sunday.
You think he's kidding, Paul?
Yeah.
He's serious.
And then I press on. Maybe I can go live with Larry Wax. This is not a good week for between after Stern and right and before Ricky Rackman. Can I sue them for harassing me?
Yeah, you could sue them for.
Because they're gonna get a big lawsuit if I find these receipts.
Yeah, you can sue them for.
And if you don't,
abuse of process.
Then I'm gone.
malicious prosecution. Sure.
Oh, good. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
I'm going to State Line tonight to try to find those receipts. You got a flashlight I can borrow? All right, Paul. Thanks. I know you're a lawyer. You tried to mean well. But I mean, you
no,
tried
Paul
to
meant very
help
well.
Me out, but for some reason I feel bad now. I feel worse. Paul, thanks for calling. All right, take care.
All righty.